issues that affect you, as I mentioned earlier, we have rung Senator Birmingham's office, re the Middlehead development, following my interview on Friday, and they tell me there are no major developments. They say that, as the Senator said on Friday, New South Wales fire officials are undertaking their processes. Why weren't they sorted out before an announcement was made? I deal every day with issues here, responding to your correspondence. I'll tell you what, every so often a tsunami almost envelops me. And this is the case with the veritable war that's going on over a proposed redevelopment of the Bronte RSL site on McPherson Street, Waverley. Now, this seems to have begun back on October 24, 2012, when Waverley Council held a community information evening on the Neighbourhood Centre Planning Control Review at the RSL itself. There was a hell of a crowd back there in 2012, and there was an overwhelming feeling that they weren't opposed to development, but the community wouldn't accept overdevelopment of the RSL site without a fight, and they're certainly fighting. By February last year, Waverley Council planners had prepared amendments to the Waverley Local Environmental Plan, LEP, of 2012. That draft proposal was formally endorsed at a council meeting in February last year and sent to the Minister for provisional approval. The Minister was then Brad Hazzard. Soon after the council meeting, the RSL development partner, Winston Langley Burlington, lodged a DA for a six-storey building that contained a large retail space on the ground floor. The Waverley Council planners assessed the DA and found it to be non-compliant with many planning controls, in particular the height of the building and the floor space ratio limits. Their report, the Waverley Council planners, described the building as monolithic, being of excessive bulk and scale, and being, quote, simply too big in this setting. They recommended the DA be refused, and the Waverley Council unanimously endorsed the DA assessment at their July 16 council meeting last year. A week later, as I understand it, a packed hall of local residents erupted in jubilation when the Joint Regional Planning Panel announced that consent for the developer's DA had been refused. Well, during April and May last year, Waverley Council conducted further community consultation on their own draft planning control changes. Their planning proposal was then finalised, ready to be submitted to the July council meeting. But in June last year, the developer Winston Langley Burlington at the RSL lodged a request for new planning controls, which matched the size of their proposed building at the RSL site. These were lodged with the Waverley Council, and at the July 16 meeting, Waverley Council unanimously rejected the DA request. Well, undeterred by the council's refusal, WLB, the developers, asked the Department of Planning and Infrastructure for a review of the council's decision. Now, this is possible under the New South Wales planning system, where any developer can pay $20,000 in fees to have the Department of Planning and Infrastructure review and possibly overturn such a rejection. Save Bronte representatives, the acting mayor and the local MP, Liberal Bruce Notley-Smith, met with the then Minister Hazzard in October, asking that the DA appeal be dismissed. Mr Hazzard ignored the community, ignored the council, ignored the local member, and referred the appeal to the Planning Assessment Commission. That surprised the locals, given that the proposal was only of local significance. The Planning Assessment Commission refused to meet with the community, shut them out of their meetings with the developer and the council. And in their report, the Planning Assessment Commission ignored the community's views, dismissed the council's input, discarded the strategic work undertaken since 2012, and recommended the council's decision to refuse the developer's request be overturned. So the Department of Planning and Infrastructure immediately followed that advice and overturned the council's July 2013 decision not to approve the developer's application. Now, it appears the Department of Planning and Infrastructure has ordered that the council-led strategic planning work, which was completed in 2013, be repeated, and that the developer's planning control request be progressed on the path towards legislation. Now, of course, from the moment the O'Farrell government was elected, they promised to allow councils and communities to set the vision and the rules for development in their local areas. And here at Bronte, the locals are simply saying the government has broken its own commitment. Now, I've got correspondence everywhere from both sides. But I've read it all. And quite frankly, if communities are meant to mean anything, They're entitled to have a say. That's my view. We're sick and tired of government by Big Brother. Dr. Stephen Lightfoot is the co-founder of Save Bronte. He's no nitwit. He's an anaesthetist who has to waste his time on all of this. He's on the line. Dr. Lightfoot, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Thanks very much for having us.
Not at all. Where are we?
Well, Alan, we're now waiting for the council to prepare a report on the recent consultation period on the developer's written planning rules. And that report will be sent back to the Department of Planning, and then they have to make a decision whether to support the council, support the community, support our local member, Mr. Bruce Notley-Smith, and support also a Liberal Party a local planning policy and dismiss these developer written rules once and for all. Or they might take the other path and allow the developer who's paid that $20,000 fee you just mentioned to write the rules for our neighbourhood.
Where's Prue Goward, the minister, in all of this?
Well, we're calling on the minister to step in and do the right thing. I mean, a lot of this has happened before she was the minister, and now it's her chance to step in and fulfil the government's commitment to the community.
See, I've read everything that's come in front of me. It's driven me nuts. I couldn't jump over it. But all you are asking, as I see it, which is the reason I'm speaking to you, which won't please the developers, but you're only asking the Department of Planning to abide by the council and community decision. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, Alan.
I think you've had 9 months, as I understand, of engagement by the council with the community, with planning experts, and indeed with the developer.
Yes, indeed. This is about democracy, Alan. We've had 5 says now in 2 years. I mean, the Department of Planning, they're insulting us, really. They keep saying, oh, we must let the community have a say. We've had a say. They're just not listening and they're accepting what we're saying.
That's it. And all you're asking is that the results of all these proper processes, the community, the council, followed all the processes set out by the state government to develop rules, to have a vision for development in your local area. So you followed all of those processes, and all you're saying is, well, how come a Department of Planning, which I might add to my listeners, is by and large, in general terms, a disgrace, the Department of Planning, but we'll line them up on another day. I wouldn't feed them. So here they are now. They're the big brother.
And yeah, well, that's right, Alan. I mean, we have done, our community and our council have done exactly what the state government has asked. We got involved with the council in setting the rules and vision with a due and proper process. We've done that. And just because one developer was not happy with the outcome of that due and proper process, we've seen the Department of Planning step in and overturn a democratic decision. It's just not right, and we're calling on Minister Goward to make it right. She can make it right.
Absolutely, and she's got to get off her backside and get involved instead of hoping that someone else will take the heat for her. Now, the Mayor, Sally Betts, has written letters to the government asking for the council's laws to be respected and maintained, and I see that that correspondence began back on September 9, 2013, with letters to Minister Brad Hazzard, then a letter to Premier O'Farrell, then a letter to the Director General of the Department of Planning, Sam Haddad, who's no longer there, then on May 20 this year, a letter to the new Minister Goward, on the 2nd of June, another letter to the department, on the 2nd of July, another letter to Minister Goward, on the 2nd of July, a letter to Premier Baird, on the 17th of July, a letter to the Secretary of the Department of Planning. I mean, have any of these been answered?
Well, I'm not sure, Alan, but it just does show that how long this has been dragging on and how this has been a war of attrition against our community and against our council. I mean, it's not only the community that the department's ignoring. It's ignoring our council and our mayor, our duly elected mayor.
And it's costing council thousands of dollars to repeat these processes over and over again.
Oh, yeah, you can't believe that that's happened. You can't believe that the council's done all this work with all those resources, all that money, to do a proper strategic review of the site. And then because one party wasn't happy with that, the department's made them do it again. I mean, talk about a waste of money. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, why bother with the process at all?
Exactly.
Now, the developer says that the floor space ratio that the council wants is less than that of some houses on Chesterfield Parade who have higher floor space ratios than the council limit.
Well, I'm not sure about that statement, Alan, but what I do know is that the council actually engaged planning experts to do reports for them during their strategic review. And the conclusion of those experts was that the floor space ratio of 1:1, which is the current limit on the site, is appropriate. That was the planning experts' view. They said that 1:1 is the appropriate FSR for that site. And that's all we want. That's all the community wants. That's all the council wants.
The developer says it's only a minority of the local community who oppose the project.
Yeah, that's insulting. I mean, you look at the recent community consultation period, which has just finished. 95% of submissions were opposing the developer written planning rules. That's 1,797 individual submissions objecting to the developer written rules. I mean, how can they say that's a minority? It's just insulting.
They're saying that the new building includes a 750 square metre fitted out area for the members of the Bronte RSL sub branch. They own the building, and the Bronte RSL club are in fact the tenants, and the Bronte RSL club went broke, as I understand it, or were losing money and had to close. So the developers come forward with a proposal for a new building that includes retail shops with a Harris Farm on the ground floor, residential units on the top, and the 700 square metre set aside for the RSL club. But what you're saying, as I understand it, you're asking the ministers to instruct her department to tell the developer to build something that complies with the current rules and not change the rules to suit the developer.
That's exactly right. And, you know, if the developer wanted to build something within the rules, they could have had the club back open by now. This has gone on for 2 years.
So you're not opposed to development?
No, not at all. We'd like to see a development. You know, I don't know if you've seen the site, Alan, but it's a derelict old building.
It needs
to be developed. Everyone says it needs to be developed. And, you know, I'd drive the bulldozer myself to knock it down tomorrow if we had a complying development.
But is Prue Goward listening? She's the minister. You can't run away from it. Is she listening to the community?
Well, I hope she is. I mean, the previous minister didn't listen to the community, but I have faith in our democracy, and I have faith that the minister will be listening, especially after this recent community consultation period.
See, the reason I'm speaking to you is that it seems to me all you've done is what is Liberal Party policy. You got involved, you've got better things to do with your time, you're an anaesthetist, you got involved in drafting and establishing the rules and vision, which you're asked to do, Liberal Party policy, for the development in the local neighbourhood. You worked with the council on the strategic planning review of the Bronte RSL site. You worked with the community in all those processes, and the councillors and the mayor and the community and the local MP all came to the same outcome.
Yep, that's it. We should be a case study for how things should be done in this state. Here we have a community that's come together with the council and our elected representatives, and we've come up with those rules and vision and saying we want development. We're not NIMBYs. It's not we don't want any development. We want a development. We want a four-story development.
And the community's been given a say four times. Now, this is the fifth time.
The fifth time.
See, and your people are writing to me and saying, and this is a real issue here in government, Michael Baird. This is a real, Prue Goward, this is a real issue. People are saying the problem is not that Dr. Lightfoot and everybody needs to have a say. The problem is that the Department of Planning ignores what you have repeatedly said.
That's right. And they make you repeat the process to have you say again, hoping you're going to change your mind. But we haven't changed our mind. It's been 2 years now, and the strength of feeling in the community has always been the same. Strongly opposed to overdevelopment in our neighbourhood,
okay,
and strongly in favour of a complying development with
Absolutely.
Jobs and houses and everything else that brings.
Good on you. Leave it with me.
Thank you very much.
Not
Alan.
At all. It's good to talk to you. Go back to the operating theatre.
Thanks, I will now.
Stop. Dr. Stephen Lightfoot. That's about the Bronte RSL site. Same thing as Middlehead. It's the same thing as Middlehead. Where do the people fit? What is democracy in all of this?